Morning. Today's daf in Nazir is daf Vav. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is long as Zechon Nishmas Liba Gabriela Bashmuel. We are on Hamid Beis, and we're in the middle of the following discussion. Perhaps the most popular and shortest Mishnah that occurs here in the Masechta is found on Daf Hamid Aleph, which we did yesterday. The Mishnah reads, Tam Naziris Lamed Yom, that a generic Naziris, meaning unspecified in terms of the amount of time, is going to go for 30 days. That's the Mishnah, and the Mishnah couldn't be any clearer, at least that's what we thought when we read the Mishnah. However, the Gemara pointed out that it's machlokus between Rav Mas and Bar Pod exactly how long a unspecified Naziris is. It's kind of funny that we're going to debate this issue when the Mishnah was actually very clear. But we saw yesterday, machlokus between Rav Mas and Bar Pada, and from the very beginning of this morning, let's get it straight, because it really will be the entirety of today's daf. Rav Mas is of the opinion that a person who says he's going to be a Nazir and gives an unspecified time is going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Now that works out great, because that's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. And how does he know that? So he has a gematria. The Torah says, Kadosh Yiyeh, that this person is going to be holy. The word Yiyeh and gematria is 30. Yud and a hey, and a yud and a hey. So that comes up to 30. So the gematria teaches us that the Stam Naziris is going to be for 30 days. We pointed out yesterday, the Rosh said this yesterday, that the gematria may not really be the source of the halacha. It may be that this is just simply halacha Moshe Misina, Gemar Gemir law. But either way, according to Rav Masa, the number is 30. That's how long a person is going to be a Nazir. Bar Pada says no. Bar Pada says that a person who says he's going to be a Nazir and for an unspecified amount of time is in fact a Nazir for 29 days, not 30 days. How do you know that? So you count up the number of times the Torah says the word Nazir or some sort of conjugated form of the word Nazir. So it comes out that the Torah says it 29 times, not 30 times. So therefore he learns that the halacha is that a Nazir unspecified is going to be Nazir for 29 days, not for 30 days. That is a machlokus between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. So again, Rav Masna is 30, Bar Pada is 29. Just keep saying that again and again and again. Let's just drill it in until the point where we're going to, because you just got to get comfortable with who's on whose side. It's really the entirety of today's daf. First of all, let's go over the Mishnah. We did this yesterday, but let's go over this again. Let's go over the Mishnah. How can you have an opinion like Bar Pada in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Stam Naziris Lamed Yom. So for Rav Masna, that works out great. Because that's right. If you say you're a Nazir and you don't give a specific amount of time, so you're Nazir for 30 days. So according to Rav Masna, good, that's it. You have a Mishnah. What if you're Bar Pada, what are you going to do? So Bar Pada says, in defense of Bar Pada, the Gemara said yesterday, it's not a problem. When the Mishnah says 30 days, it means 29 days of being a Nazir. And what happens on day 30? You bring your carbon. The Mishnah, when the Mishnah is giving the number 30, it's including not only your 29 days of your Naziris plus, so the day after, where you bring your carbonos, you shave your body, you bring your carbonos, and that is going to be the correct conclusion of your Naziris. That's what the Mishnah means when it says 30 days. 29 plus 1. Okay. No, Rav Masna, in terms of, yes, you're right, but Rav Masna, in terms of the Mishnah is good. The Mishnah's not telling us the carbonus. The Mishnah's just simply saying, how many days is he going to be in Nazir? 30 days. Agreed. Right. Right, correct. And then the next day, we'll bring his carbonus. Although, that point may not be clear, but now we're getting ahead of ourselves. But you'll see why. Okay. Good. That's our Mishnah. That's the machlokes between Rav Masna and Rav Pada. Let's start. We did this yesterday, but let's start here again, because really this is going to be the beginning of really the rest of today's daf. We're going to start in the Gemara with the words Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, so. This is a Mishnah coming up later on in the Masechta, so coming up on Daf Tet Zayin, so about a week and a half from now in Daf Yomi terminology. And this Mishnah goes like this. Misha Amar, we're in the middle of Hamad Beis, and we quote the Mishnah. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Megalech Yom Shoshim Ve'Echad. So if a person says he's going to be a Nazir, and again, he doesn't give a specified time, so he shaves his body and he brings his carbonus on day 31. So says the Mishnah later on. Good. Good for whom? So the Gemara points out, Bisham l'Rav Masna Nichas, according to Rav Masna, it's great. Perfect. Because the Naziris is 30 days. And you're going to bring the Karbanos on day 31. Great. Ella Bar Pada Kasha, but according to Bar Pada, that's difficult. Because Bar Pada says that your Nazir is 29 days. You should be shaving and bringing your Karbanos on day 30, not day 31. That's difficult. So Amalucha Bar Pada, I'm a Seifa. So Bar Pada says, before we answer that question, why don't we read on in the Mishnah, and let's see what happens in the next case in the Mishnah. Im Gilech Liam Shalshim Yatsa. The Mishnah says later on that if you get a haircut, if you shave, shaving is just another way of saying bringing Karbanos. Okay, because with the Karbanos that you bring, you're going to be shaving on that day. So with the shave, if you shave on day 30, you have fulfilled your obligation. So, according to Bar Pada, correct. I go, right, perfect. Because the Naziris is 29 days, so if you shave and bring Karbanos on day 30, you have fulfilled your obligation. That's great. Now, Ela Seifa Misayele, Reisha not, I'm sorry, Ela Seifa Misayele. So if anything, now that we know the second half of that Mishnah, works out great for Bar Pada. So now, what do you do with the Reisha of the Mishnah? You can't ignore the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah tells you that you really should, L'chatchila, you should wait until day 31. Why? Why should you wait until day 31? So Reisha Nasi Ka'omer Shlemim. So we're going to hear this refrain a number of times today. So let's get this down. Well, what does that mean? Nasi Ka'omer Shlemim. What does that mean? So Tosfos says it means like this. Look, we know that a generic Nazirus is for 30 days. And again, according to Bar Pada, it's 29 days. But we know that generic Nazirus is 30 days. Now, sometimes you're just going to simply say, I'm going to be a Nazir. Okay. But sometimes you're going to say, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days. And because they're basically the same, they almost become like interchangeable phrases. According to Bar Pada, however, they're not interchangeable. According to Bar Pada, if you say I'm going to be a Nazir and you give no number whatsoever, you attach no number, you're going to be a Nazir for 29 days. It's only when you say I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days, you're going to be a Nazir for 30 full days. But because those two, in general, in the way people generally think, are interchangeable terms, so therefore, Bar Pada says, as the Gzeira de Rabbanan, we're going to encourage everybody to wait till day 31. Meaning, It's an extra day added by the Chachamim because these two expressions are interchangeable in the minds of people. People will say, I'm going to be Nazir. People will say, I'm going to be Nazir for 30 days. Not everyone sees the difference. According to Bar Pada, there's a one-day difference between that. Because not everyone sees the difference, so Bar Pada will tell you that the Chachamim added a single day. Good. So now you understand the ratio of the Mishnah and the safe of the Mishnah. In the ratio of the Mishnah, it says, L'chatchila, really you should shave on day 31. Why? Because again, the rabbis added an additional day because people will get confused between saying I'm going to be a Nazir versus I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days. Fine. And then in the second half of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, but if you shave on day 30, you're good. So according to Bar Pada, right. You didn't adhere to the rabbinic injunction to wait an additional day, but min haTorah, you were nazir for 29 days, you're going to bring your karma on day 30, so b'diavad it's going to work. Okay. Ula Rav Masna Kasha Seifa. Now, according to Rav Masna, how does all this work? Meaning, so now, let's understand the ratio and the Seifa according to Rav Masna. Now, remember, Rav Masna says that a nazir is for 30 days. So we read the ratio and we were happy, because the ratio says, when should you shave and bring karbanos? On day 31. Fine. We were happy. But then what happened to the Seif of the Mishnah? The Seif of the Mishnah says, and if you shave and bring karbanos on day 30, you fulfilled your obligation. According to Rav Masna, how does that work? So the Gemara now introduces us to an idea. This is where we got to yesterday. But now we're going to read it in the context of the discussion. Kasav mixas yom kikulo. So the Gemara says, in defense of Rav Masna, he subscribes to the idea of mixas yom kikulo, that part of the day is considered like the whole day. Meaning, Rav Masna demands that when you're a Nazir and you don't give a specified time, you're a Nazir for 30 days. Rav Masna also subscribes to the principle of mixas yom kikulo. So that means that when you wake up in the morning of the 30th, and even though you have to observe 30 days of Nazirus, you have observed 30 days of Nazirus, because part of the day is considered like the entire day. Like in the world of Avelis, a person's an Avel, so the requirement of being an Avel is for 7 days. When you wake up in the morning of the seventh day, and you observe some of your Avelis in the morning, mixas yom kikulo. So it's ki'ilu, it's as if you observe 7 days. Here too, says Rav Masna, when you wake up in the morning of the 30th, so it's as if you observe 30 days.
What about the
Avanim
decree?
Huh? What about the rabbinic decree to wait? There's no need to, because you have in fact observed 30 days based on the principle of mixing Yom Kagula. Now, underlying all this as Tosos is the following. And what about Bar Pada? Meaning, once Rav Masna told us that he subscribes to the principle of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and therefore, according to Rav Masna, you wake up on the 30th morning and you observe part of the day. Good. You have now observed 30 days of Nazirus, and now later that day you can bring Kabbanas. That's great. Where does Bar Pada stand on this issue? So the Gemara is not clear, but Tosos is very clear. Tosos says that Bar Pada disagrees applying the principle of Mixas Yom Kekulo to this, to Nazirus, to the counting of Nazirus.
He's not against it, just in this.
He's just, right, not against it in principle, just not here. We're not going to apply that principle over here. And so that means that according to Bar Pada, it's 29 days, and I don't subscribe to the principle of Mixas Yom Kekulo. So again, so according to, let's just refresh. According to Bar Pada, so what do you do with the ration, say, for the Mishnah? The ration of the Mishnah is a little bit challenging, but Bar Pada says, okay, I know it's a little bit challenging, but there's a Gzeira de Rabbanan. The rabbis instructed us to wait an additional day. Because, again, the terms, I'm going to be Nazir, and I'm going to be Nazir for 30 days, are so interchangeable in the minds of people, so the Chachamim demanded that we wait an extra day. But, according to Bar Pada, you must count 29 days. If you say Nazir Stam, you must count 29 days, and day 30 for you now is, that's the safe of the Mishnah. Day 30 is, in fact, your Nazirus is over. And he doesn't subscribe to Mixas Yom Kekulo. If he did, by the way, then what would have come out? That if you brought your Karbanos on day 29, it would have worked. But Bar Pada doesn't subscribe to the principle of Mixas Yom Kekulo. Okay. Tanan. Hareinu Nazir Shoshim Yom, Im Gilech Yom Shoshim Lo Yatsa. So, the Mishnah, again, these are Mishnahs coming up later in the Masechta. I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Okay? So here, he actually specifies 30 days. So, Im Gilech Yom Shoshim Lo Yatsa. So, if you shave and bring your Karbanos on day 30, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Now, according to Bar Pada, get it. Totally get it. Because he says he's going to be Nazir for 30 days. Bar Pada does not subscribe to the principle of Mixas Yom Kekulo. So, you have to count 30 days. And it, just because you observe some of the 30th day, according to Bar Pada, is insufficient. You got to wait till the next day. The Mishnah works out great according to Bar Pada. But now Rav Masna introduces us to the idea of Mixas Yom Kekulo. He subscribes to the application of Mixas Yom Kekulo to Nazirus. So that means that even though he said 30 days, even when he specified 30 days, if you wake up on the morning of the 30th and you count that day, the morning of the 30th, so that day should now count as your 30th day. And you should be able to bring Karbanos later that day. How did he understand the Mishnah later on? So, Be'omer Shlemim. So the Gemara says in response to that, in that particular Mishnah, you said 30 days, but you said 30 full days. Meaning, the case is a very specific case where you said Shloshim Shlemim Yom. I don't think I said that grammatically correct. You're Shloshim Yom Shlemim. All right, sounds a little better. Anyway, point being, you said specifically, I want to observe 30 full days. Meaning you're cognizant of the idea that we have this principle, Mixas Yom Kekulo, and yet you say that your term of Nazirus is going to extend for 30 full days. That's why the Mishnah over there says that if you brought your Karbanos on day 30, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Okay, Tanan. Okay, more. Again, for the remainder of today, we're going to go back and forth between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Essentially, the theme of today is very simple. We're going to be quoting Mishnayos, and we're going to see how Rav Masna and Bar Pada fits into the various Mishnayos.
The Karbanot has to be brought immediately after the finishing of the Zeru, or it could be like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, correct. As long as you finish counting. In other words, step one, count and finish counting. Step two, bring Karbanos. Now, you want to bring them as soon as possible. You don't want to delay, but you don't have to bring it necessarily the next day. Tanan Misha Nazir Beis Naziros Megalech Rishon Yom Lamed Ve'Echad Ve'Ashni Al Yom Shishim Ve'Echad. Okay. Once again, the Mishnah coming up later in the Masechta. You say, I want to do back-to-back Naziros. But they're going to be two separate Naziros. Which means is that you got to count, bring Karbanos. Count, bring Karbanos. Good. Now, you didn't specify the time, so that means that you did two Stam Nazirs back-to-back. So, the Mishnah over here gives us the numbering. And the accounting goes like this, says the Mishnah. What you should do now is count 30 days, bring your Karbanos on day 31, then count 30 days, and bring your Karbanos on day 61. So, from the from the day that you declared yourself to be a Nazir, two consecutive Naziros, so you're going to be bringing Karbanos from on day 31 and 61. Bishlama, so we're going to go through each position. Bishlama l'Rav Masna Nicha, so according to Rav Masna, it's good. Because again, let's remember, right, just keep drilling it in. Rav Masna says that you're a Nazir Stam, you're a Nazir for 30 days. Good. So according to Rav Masna, it works out good. Now, it works out good, as we'll point out...
It should be 62, according to him.
No, according to Rav Masna, he subscribes to the principle of Mixus Yom Kekulo. So the truth of the matter is that you can already be bringing your Karbanos on day 30. And on day 30, not only can you bring your Karbanos, but you can also start counting that as day one for your next Naziris. All that's good. All that's understood. But right now, let's just follow. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Masna, it's good. And again, right now we're just going with a very simple explanation of Masna, that it's 30, then bring Karbanos, and then on the day you bring Karbanos, you could certainly start counting your next Naziros. So now day 31 is going to be the day you bring Karbanos, and the day you start counting. And day 61, you're going to bring...
Why not 60? Why 61? If it makes that a kula, and you start counting on the 31 for the first one, so it's going to be another 29 days after that.
But Rav Masna says you have to count 30 days, not 29 days.
But Mixta
Kula,
right?
Wait one second. I'll get back to that. So El La Barpada Kasha, but according to Barpada, it's certainly difficult. Because remember, Barpada, who doesn't subscribe to Mixus Yom Kekulo? But at the same time, Barpada says 29 days. So if it's 29 days and he takes upon himself back to back Naziros, so what do we have over here? What should be? It should be 29, 30th day is bringing a Karban, and then it. Tosfos makes this point very clear. Even according to Barpada, who doesn't subscribe to Mixus Yom Kekulo? In terms of the start of Naziros, you don't need a full day when you start Naziros. Tosfos says, please consider, right? Anytime a person takes on a Nazir, becoming a Nazir, right? I'm not doing it, obviously, but let's say today I want to start my Naziros. The day already started. You mean to tell me I can't count today as day one? Of course I can. Even Barpada, who doesn't subscribe to Mixus Yom Kekulo, certainly will count day one as your first day, even though it's not a full first day. Okay, that's Tosa says that you have to start with that assertion. So now, according to Barpada, so how should it go? It should go 29 days, Karbanos on day 30, but day 30 should also now be day one of your next. And again, your next is only going to be 29 days. So, question, how does the 31-61 work according to Barpada? So, Ema Seifa. So the Gemara says, well, before we answer that question, let's read the entire Mishnah. The Mishnah then goes on to say, but you know, if you bring your Karbanos on day 30, so then you're going to bring your second Karbanos on day 60. Okay, so now, once again, it's much easier to respond to everything once you know the entire Mishnah. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah starts off by saying, Lechatchila should be, you bring your Karbanos on day 31 and 61. B'di'eved, you could bring your Karbanos on day 30 and 60. Now we know the entire Mishnah, and now let's try to plug everybody into the Mishnah. So, Ela Seifa Misayele. Now, as far as the Seifa is concerned, so Barpada will tell you, good, I get a check for today. Barpada says it works out great. Because again, according to Barpada, Stam Naziris is 29 days. So he counted 29 days, finished his count. Day 30, he brings Karbanos. On day, meaning that's the safe of the Mishnah. And also what happens on day 30? He starts counting again. Another 29 days. Again, he doesn't subscribe to Mixus Yom Kekulo on the back end. So therefore, now you're going to wait till day 60. What are you going to do on day 60? You're going to bring Karbanos. Great. So according to Barpada, actually the safe of the Mishnah works out perfectly. So, and Reisha Ba'omer Shlemim. And what are we going to do about the Reisha of the Mishnah? We're going to do what we did earlier this morning. And that is that the rabbis attached an additional day. It's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. So, if you would like to adhere to the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, you like the way I said it? Nice, gentle. If you would like to. You should subscribe to the Gzeira D'Rabbanan. And that is, wait an additional day. So, waiting an additional day would demand that, instead of bringing your Kabbalah on day 30, you should bring it on day 31. So the Reisha represents the Gzeira D'Rabbanan to wait an additional day. The Seifa is telling you that if you don't go with the Gzera de Rabbanan, you could go with bringing the Karbanos on day 30 and day 60. Okay. Ula Rav Masna, Kasha Seifa. Now, we've gone over now Bar Pada explaining both the beginning and the end of the Mishnah. Now, according to Rav Masna, now things are a little bit difficult, because Rav Masna is of the opinion that with Stam Nezirus is 30 days. So, if Stam Nezirus is 30 days, so in the beginning of the Mishnah, it says you're going to bring Karbanos on day 31 and 61. Good. What do you do with the Seifa of the Mishnah? So, Am Lecha Rav Masna, Kedektani Seifa, Yom Shoshim, Ola Lakan, Lakan. So Rav Masna will tell you, I know I am of the opinion that Nezirus is 30 days. I'm also the subscriber to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. So if I'm subscribing to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo, so now let's go over the Seifa. What happens in the Seifa? You get to day 30. You wake up in the morning. You count that as day 30. Check. Now you get a check for that being day 30. Because he subscribes to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. Now what can you do later that day? You'll shave and you'll bring your karbanos. What else can you do later that day? You'll start your next Nazirus. So now the Sefer works out actually very well according to Rav Masna. Ola lekan ulekan, mayi Mixas Yom Kikulo. So the Gemara says, based on the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. Now if you're thinking to yourself, didn't we already make this point for Rav Masna? Meaning, didn't we already have, quote, the earlier Mishnah? May I say earlier? I mean, all these Mishnahs are coming up later on. But didn't we quote a previous Mishnah that taught us this principle? And what are we doing now? We're basically rehashing the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. So the Gemara says, Ha'am Radachad Zimna. The Gemara is bothered by that very question. Ma'u detema hani milalini chad nezirus, aval ishte nezirus lo kamash malan. So the Gemara says like this. Here's what I might have thought. Yes, Rav Masna subscribes to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. But maybe once, not twice, meaning taking one day, chopping that day in half, applying that one day as his Mixas Yom Kikulo to satisfy his first Nazirus, and using the same day, using the same principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo, in order to observe his next Nazirus. The Hava Mina would have been, maybe that's too much, and that's the Chiddush of the second Mishnah, to tell me that no, even in this double dipping of a day, and even though we're applying Mixas Yom Kikulo twice for the same day, that's exactly the Chiddush Kamash Malan that the Gemara later on, the Mishnahs later on are coming to teach us. Okay. Right, correct. Well, it's three things, but in terms of counting, it's that day is being counted as one of two days. It's counted, it's applied as his count for the first, it's applied as his count for the second. The karbanos are just simply a function of him having completed his Nazirus.
Is that like the 50th year is counted?
I don't think so, because that's not the principle. It's not the principle of Mixas Yom. No, but it's a good idea, but no, I don't think so. Tanan. Im gilech yom shishim chasar achad yatsa. Shiyom shoshim ololo min aminyan. Okay, if you're megaleach on day 59, so you have fulfilled your obligation because the 30th day counts. Now, this is again a citation of the Mishnah coming up later on. So again, let's go over our numbers. Right, there are like three parts to the Mishnah. Really, lechatzchila, what should you do for the person who's taking on upon himself back-to-back Nazirus? So really, in a best-case scenario, he's bringing his karbanos on day 31 and 61. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, but if he brings on day 30 and 60, he gets a passing grade. And then the Mishnah says, and you know what? There is a scenario where he can even bring his second karbanos on day 59. Okay, now. Bishlam al Rav Masna Nicha. So the Gemara says, now according to Rav Masna, actually, Nicha. It works out well. Because Rav Masna subscribes to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. Meaning, again, if you're subscribing to not only the Dine Daraisa and also the Dine Darabanan, so then you should be bringing 31-61. And if you're going to double dip and use day 30, and if you're going to bring your Karbanos on day 30, so okay, so then you'll bring your Karbanos on day 60. But there is a scenario, according to Rav Masna, where you could bring your Karbanos on day 59. Because what you'll do now is you'll bring your Karbanos for the first Nazirus on day 30. You're also going to count that as day one of the next one. You're going to go 30 days from there. You're going to end on day 59. And you're subscribing to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo. So really now you've counted 30 days using Mikzas Yom Kekula both on the front end and on the back end. Fine. Ella Barpada Lamaliha Hamar Shloshim Chasar Echad. So according to Barpada, the count of Naziros is 29 days. And he doesn't subscribe to the principle of Mikzas Yom Kekula. So, but according to Barpada, day 59, meaning Barpada has you going 29 days, on day 30 you bring karbanos. And again, as we pointed out earlier, even according to Barpada, who rejects the principle of Mikzas Yom Kekula, but certainly you could use day 30 now as day 1 towards this next Naziros, but according to Barpada, you only need to count 29 days. So that brings you to day 59. So what bothers the Gemara now is that this idea that the Mishnah is expressing later on, that really in theory, not in theory, but and not really in practice also, because the Chachamim told us that we really should extend. But at least in principle, you bring your Karbanos on day 59, you fulfill your obligation. According to Barpada, that point is pretty much obvious, which the Gemara says, Amar Lacha, Barpada will tell you, Ananami Hasamche. What do you mean? It's exactly that Mishnah. Meaning, that Mishnah is not obvious. That Mishnah is the source for my position. My position is that Naziris is 29 days. Now, how did I know that? Now, I know. When we started the whole discussion, it was introduced with the idea that it says the word Nazir in the Torah 29 times. Good, that's the drasha. But where does it bear itself out in the Mishnayos? Barpada says, when you get to that Mishnah later on, and you look at the Mishnah, and you read the Mishnah, and you do the accounting, you realize, oh yeah, the Mishnah is operating with the principle of 29 days. And again, because underlying the whole position of Barpada, he does not subscribe to the principle of Mikzas Yom Kekula. So now you see, with that stated, so how is it possible that you can bring Karbanos on your second Karban on day 59? Oh, the answer is, it must be because it's 29 and 29. Okay, got it. Okay. It's 29-29 with one additional, 29-29 would be 58 with one additional day because he doesn't subscribe to Mikzas Yom Kekula, which means that the second count can only begin on day 30. Okay. Well, hold it. You're addressing now Barpada, or you're addressing Rav Masna? Barpada.
The Karbanah would be 30, yeah?
The Karbanah you bring on day 30, and that would also be the day 1 of your next count.
So it would be 29.
29, so plus a day, plus another 29. So that'll get you 59.
But then Karbanah of the second one should be on the 60th.
So the Karbanos on the second one should be on the 50th.
Well, 60th. 29 days, the 30 is first, right?
Right, 29 days, and the 30th day is going to be, so it's 29 plus another 29. Okay? Okay, fine. So, Kasha. So, I'm sorry, what happened? I already know there. I'm sorry. Tanan. Three lines from the bottom of Vav and Aleph, and now, again, just a continuation. So, what we've been doing all morning, and what we will continue to do for the remainder of the morning, is looking at Mishnayos and the Masechta, and plugging in Barpada and Rav Masna. Rav Masna says that Stam Nazir is 30 days, and he subscribes to the principle of Mikzas Yom Kekula. Barpada says Stam Naziris is 29 days, and he does not subscribe to the principle of Mikzas Yom Kekula. The Gemara continues. Tanan, Misha Maharani Nazir. A person says he's going to be a Nazir again, unspecified, and then what happens? Nitma Yom Shloshim. And then he becomes Tame on the 30th day. Now let's start off with something simple, plain and simple. If he becomes Tame on day 15, the Torah tells us exactly what happens. Hayamim harishonim noflim. Whatever days he counts up until that point in time fall away. He's got to go through the Tahara process. He came into contact with a mace, which means that now he has to go through the 7-day Tahara process. And then afterwards, and only afterwards, does he start his count anew. That's simple. That's plain. That's easy.
A full 7 days.
Huh?
A full 7 days.
Yeah, right. That's correct. That's Tahara from Thomas Mace. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now let's get a little trickier. Let's say he counted and he finished his count, but he has not yet brought his karbanos. What's the halacha there? The halacha over there is he finished his count. Now, granted that he didn't bring his karbanos yet, but he did finish his count. So if he becomes Tommy afterwards, he doesn't have to count again because he successfully counted. He still is owed to the Beis HaMikdash his karbanos. Fine. He'll go. He can't go into the Beis HaMikdash right now. He's in a state of tumah. He'll go through the tahara process of 7 days. He'll then go to the Beis HaMikdash and he'll bring his karbanos, but he does not need to count again. So far, so good. What happens if he becomes tameh during his count? Scratch everything he counted. Start again. What happens if he got tameh after he finished counting? So he just simply needs to be metara himself and go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring karbanos. But he doesn't have to count again. Good? We have the...
Two separate mitzvahs.
They are... Two separate. I mean... In other words, right, correct. There's a counting that he needs to do, and then once he finishes counting... Right.
He doesn't bring the karbanos of the Nazir Tamei.
He does right. He does not bring right. Presumably, that's correct. Right, because he counted. He finished counting. Now, Misha Maharani Nazir Nidma Yom Shoshim. So now let's now that we know all that. So now let's take a look at this Mishnah. The Mishnah over here describes a scenario where he is a Nazir, does not specify the time. So he's a Stam Nazir, and he becomes Tamei on day 30. So the Mishnah tells us, Soser Esakol. Got to start all over again. Now, Bisham Rav Masna Nicha. Now, according to Rav Masna, it's good. Because Rav Masna says that how many days do you need to count? You need to count 30 days. Becoming Tamei on day 30 is still in your count. So that means that you got to scratch and you got to start all over again. Now, El Labar Pada Kasha. But according to Bar Pada, it's difficult. Because if you got Tamei on day 30, you finish counting, Bar Pada only demands that we count 29 days, not 30 days. You counted your 29 days. You became Tamei on day 30. So the only thing that you should be going through right now is just get rid of your Tumah and go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring your karbanos for having been a Nazir. But you got to check in the box for counting, so that's difficult. So why do you have to start counting all over again? So for Bar Pada, it's difficult. So once again, before answering the question, the Gemara says, let's take a look at the entire Mishnah. And the entire Mishnah over there reads, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser El Asheva. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says that no, the only thing it is Soser is only 7 days. Meaning you don't have to go ahead and count again. 7 days is going to be sufficient. 7 days meaning the time it takes to become Tahor from your Tumas Mace. Then you go to the Beis HaMikdash and then you'll bring. So, Isak Adacha Shloshim Be'inan Nister Kulu. So the Gemara says now, if you think that you need to count 30 days, so shouldn't everything fall apart? So, Kasava Rabbi Eliezer Mixas Ayom Kikulo. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that Mixas Ayom Kikulo, that he subscribes to the principle that part of the day is considered like the whole day. Okay. Now, Tosfos over here is a little bit bothered. How did all this work out according to Bar Pada? Let's think this through. Bar Pada is of the opinion that when you say you're going to be a Stam Nazir, you're in a Stam Nazir for 29 days. Now we have two sides, and the Mishnah deals with the scenario that you become Tamei on day 30. And what does the Mishnah bring down? Let's now that we know the totality of the Mishnah, we have two opinions in the Mishnah. The Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim say, start counting again. No good. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're good. You're good. You counted. You need to become Tahor, then you go to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring Karbanos. How did all this work for on behalf of Bar Pada? Meaning, how is Bar Pada now happy with this scenario? Because Bar Pada only requires that you count 29 days. How did all this work? So Tosfos explains. Tosfos, by the way, that I'm saying out loud, outside, is the bottom Tosfos on Vav Amud Aleph. I'm not going to read it inside. But Tosfos says like this. Remember, even according to Bar Pada, even though, strictly speaking, you need to count 29 days, but the Chachamim added an additional day. So in other words, you can't ignore the fact that there's still one day that you have to count out of a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Again, the reason why the Chachamim made the Gzeira is because people say he's going to be Stam Nazir, another person says I'm going to be Nazir for 30 days, and in people's minds those terms are interchangeable, and so therefore the Chachamim said, you know what? Even though Stam Nazir is 29 days, according to Bar Pada, but they required us to add one additional day. Okay, so Bar Pada will tell you like this. 29 days is what you have to count min haTorah, plus another day midrabanan. Good. Tosfos says, now let's look at these two positions. So the Tanakhama says is that if you become Tameh on day 30, you have to count again. Because despite the fact that you successfully counted the 29 days min haTorah, but there's one more day midrabanan that you needed to count. And you didn't. And again, Bar Pada is of the position, I don't subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. And that's why if you become Tameh on day 30, you got to start all over again. That's how Tosfos explains Bar Pada according to the Chachamim. Now, what about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, if you become Tameh on day 30, you get a check for counting, because Rabbi Eliezer does subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo, meaning Bar Pada himself doesn't subscribe to that principle. And he sides with the Chachamim. But Rabbi Eliezer does subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. So therefore, when you woke up on the morning of the 30th, and yes, you're required to count 29 days, plus an additional day midrabanan, but you get a check in the box. Because you woke up on day 30, and you did count day 30, assuming you subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. That, says Tosfos, is how Bar Pada will learn the Mishnah, both according to the Chachamim and according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Tanan. Let's go on. Hareini Nazir Me'ayom. This Mishnah is confusing. Okay, sorry for promoting it that way. But based on what now the things that we know, this Mishnah is going to be a little bit confusing. Hareini Nazir Me'ayom. A person makes a declaration. He says, I'm going to be Nazir for 100 days. So we're no longer talking about an unspecified Nazir. He's specifying. He's going to be a Nazir for 100 days. Nidma Yom Me'a. And he becomes Tameh on day 100. Soser Es Hakol. Got to start all over again. It's frustrating. It's annoying. And the Gemara already pointed out a couple of times. And that person will be considered a chote. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, perfect. Just stay tuned. Absolutely correct. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Eino sosa elo shloshim yom. Now Rabbi Eliezer says that you're going to be tummy for 30 days. Where did that number 30 come from? Isak edachas av Rabbi Eliezer mixas yom kikulo nistar shiva. So the Gemara says, and furthermore, if you are advancing the argument that you did just a moment ago, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we subscribe to the principle of Mixas Yom Kikulo, so that means that when you woke up on the morning of the 100th day, and you counted that day, so you get now a check for having counted. You have counted your days. So why now do you have to observe another 30 days? And where did the number 30 come from? And the Gemara articulates the question perfectly. V'ilo sefer mixas yom kikulo listar kulo. Now, if he doesn't subscribe to the principle of mixas yom kikulo, so then we should be now counting another 100 days. Where did the number 30 come from? Either it shouldn't be any it shouldn't be anything, shouldn't be 30, shouldn't be, the only thing it should be is 7 days just to get rid of the tumah. But in other words, he gets a check for counting if he subscribed to Mixas Yom Kikulo, or you don't subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo, and therefore you should count another 100 days. So the La'olam, the Gemara says, La'olam in Mixas Yom Kikulo. No, really, the truth of the matter is, Rabbi Eliezer does not subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. Now, you should be thoroughly confused, because earlier, like about 5 or 6 lines earlier in the Gemara, you don't have to remember that far back, the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer does subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo, and now the Gemara is asserting that Rabbi Eliezer does not subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. It's like, it's strange. It's such an obvious point, and it's, you know, it's something that the Gemara, like, didn't even flinch at. Tosfos makes a suggestion in terms of how to put those two lines of Gemara side by side, and how to try to coordinate those two lines of Gemara. If time permits, later I'll go over Tosfos' suggestion. But right now, let's just go with the Gemara. Really, Rabbi Eliezer does not subscribe to Mixas Yom Kikulo. So Yachil Listar Kulo. So now, question, pretty straightforward. If he doesn't, and you become Tameh on day 100, you didn't finish counting because you have to count 100 full days, and he didn't. Am Reish Lakish Hanu Tameh to Rabbi Eliezer Amakra. So the answer Reish Lakish is going to give is, this is not based on this is not based on Svara. This is what's called the Gzeres HaKasav. A special decree of the Torah in this particular scenario. Amakra Zos Torah Sanazir B'yom Malos Yemei Nizro. HaTorah Amra Nidma B'yom Malos Tainlo Torah Nazir. If you become Tameh on the concluding day, so you're going to have to serve another Nazirus, an unspecified Nazirus, which would be another 30 days. So in other words, put it simply, Gzeres HaKasov, that if you become Tamei at the end day, so then you have to do another 30 days. According to that's a drasha, and oddly enough, that's a drasha only for Rabbi Eliezer. I guess the Chachamim don't subscribe to that drasha.
Which contradicts what Rabbi Eliezer said.
Right, and then correct, and then you're still going to have to iron out how the Gemara earlier says that Rabbi Eliezer does subscribe to Mixas Yom Kukulo, and again, that's difficult. I'll say in a brief sentence without being super clear, Tosfos makes a suggestion that maybe we could strike a difference between an unspecified Nazirus and a specified Nazirus. Meaning an unspecified Nazirus, so there Rabbi Eliezer does subscribe to the principle of Mixas Yom Kukulo, as opposed to when he actually articulates a number, like in the second case where he says 100, so there he doesn't subscribe it. But that requires more explanation, meaning why should there be such a difference? Anyway, that's the... That's only the beginning of an answer. Okay. Lema Kitanai. The Gemara now is going to suggest that this machlokus that we have is really subject to another, to a machlokus Tanaim ad malos hayamim shamani miyot yamim shnayim. So how long is a person going to be a Nazir? So the Gemara says, well, the Torah says yamim, and we know that whenever the Torah deals in a plural, so we can't go overboard. We can take only the minimalist approach, which is 2 days. But the Gemara says 2 days? You know, how bad a haircut do you need in 2 days? So Tamalamer Kadosh Yeh Gadol Pera. So the Gemara says, no, you got to grow something out. So Ein Gidol Sarish Pachos Mishloshim Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. And basically, when you start feeling the need of a haircut, so 30 days. Okay, that is Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer Einot Sarich. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, I don't need such a drasha. Hare Omer Ad Malos Hayamim. So e elu hang yamim shetzrichim lemalos havi omer shloshim. When do you have anywhere in numbers in the Torah, where do we have something that gets filled out?
Chodesh Malay.
Right, and the answer is Chodesh Malay, meaning that we know that a lunar month is 29 and a half days, and I'm just approximating. And we also know that when you count the month, so we don't count halves. We count in days. So sometimes a month is going to be 29 days, sometimes it's going to be 30. When a month is 30 days, it's called the malay. So where do we have this idea of filling it out of being a malos? So the answer is 30. So my love, Ramasa Damaka Rabbi Yoshia, Brapada Damaka Rabbi Yonasan. And now what the Gemara is going to suggest is that the Machlokis Amorayim really translates as the Machlokis Tanayim. In other words, the Tanaim are arguing that we know Sam Nazirus is 30 days. How do we get there? Either because by day 30 you're in need of a haircut, or because of this idea of malos. And so now the Gemara is suggesting this is riding on the Machlokas Rav Masna Bar Pada, where Rav Masna is going to be subscribing to Rav Yoshia, meaning the need for a haircut. The need for a haircut is going to be on day 30. So you got to count 30 days. As opposed to Barpada is going to be subscribing to Rabbi Yonasan. And Rabbi Yonasan says, no, you need the malos, which means that the month is 29 days, is 30 days, and you count 29 to get to 30. And the Gemara says, maybe that's a machlok. The Gemara says, no. Leave the Tanaim out of it. Kuli Alma, Amalacha Rav Masna, Kuli Alma Shoshim Be'inan. Rav Masna says, no. Everyone's in agreement that when you say you're going to be a Nazir and you don't specify, you're going to have to count 30 days. V'achabad v'ad b'chal pligi. And the Gemara says, and maybe over here, the debate is a classic debate of when we say up to, do we mean up to and including? Rav Yoshia Savar ad v'lo ad b'chal. Rav Yoshia says that when we say ad, we mean ad v'lo ad b'chal. Rav Yonasan Savar ad v'ad b'chal. And Rav Yonasan says, no, it means up to and including. So therefore, really, everyone needs to get to the number 30. It's just a question of, according to Rabbi Yoshia, according to Rabbi Yoshia, you can't use a month as your marker, because when it says ad malos, it means up to 30, but it can't be including 30. So for him, that can't be the source. So therefore, he goes to the other argument of 30 days is when you need a haircut, as opposed to Rav Yonasan. He understands that up to means up to and including, and that's why you could use the month, because it means up to and including day 30. Okay, so Amar Mar Yelo Hena Yamish Shetzrichel Lamalos Have Yomer Shoshim Beika Sa Ve'Ema Shabbos. On this last point, the Gemara is just now going to ask a couple of very specific pointed questions. Gemara says, look, you're telling me malos. Why not? Why don't we say it's a week? So Shabbos Mika Chesir Rasa. Gemara says no, because Shabbos is a constant. There's never a point where on Friday do we say, you know what, let's add another day to the week. That doesn't exist. So in other words, we're looking for something where there's an option to add another day. So Vehemashana, so the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you where there's an option to add, and that's a year. Sometimes in a year, we're going to add a whole another month. So Mima Nina Liyome. The Gemara says, yeah, but you know, a year is not counted by intervals of day. The only way we count years is by months, right? The unit of measurement for a year is a month. So it says that the unit of measurement for a month, I'm sorry, for a year is going to be by months. And by Nazirus, we know Nazirus is counted by units of days. So therefore, the only option is a month, so which is counted by units of days. Days are not units of measurements for a year, right? We say a year has in the solar year 365, in the lunar year 354, meaning we could tally, but that's not how we count. We only count the year by units of months. We only count the month by units of days. Adkan, let's quickly review, and to a certain degree, we're finished with this topic. It's difficult. This daf, yesterday's daf, were difficult. Question of Stam Nazirus being how long. So the Mishnah says 30 days. And oddly enough, we're now going to debate how long Stam Nazirus is. Rav Masa says 30 days. Bar Pada says 29 days. Underlying their debate really is another debate of whether we subscribe to Mixas Yom Kukulo. Rav Masa does subscribe to Mixas Yom Kukulo. And Bar Pada does not subscribe to Mixas Yom Kukulo. And then what we did over the course of yesterday and today is we cited Mishnah is coming up later in the Masechta, and basically we spent the time, effort, and energy to plug in Rav Masna and Bar Pada and all those Mishnayos. The Gemara basically was successful in doing it for both of them, for both of their positions. The Gemara, in terms of a conclusion, leaves the positions unresolved.
Are you going to
that? I didn't look. I'll tell you the truth. Let's stop over here. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Amar Tzikash Baruch Hu Zakusol, Fi Chachem and Mitor, Mitzvah Shanem, Amar Mech Hafetz, Man Sifo, Yadil Tavir.